want God to be glorified, because you and I exist, whether we have accepted this, embraced this, ran from it, rejected, wherever you are today, we exist to glorify God. We exist to praise God. We don't exist for ourselves. We exist to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and then he adds all these other things to our lives. In Colossians, the Bible says that it was by Jesus all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And a couple other verses this morning. The 147th Psalm says this. It says, the Lord is pleased only with those who worship him and trust his love. And so believing in God is important, and having made a decision to repent of our sins and accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior is important. But God also is pleased only when we worship him and trust him. And worshiping is not just singing in church on Sunday morning, or singing in your car, or having worship time at home. Acts of worship are giving ourselves and lives for the Lord and for others. They're acts of obedience, are acts of worship. But this morning, I just want to talk for a couple of minutes before we get into our worship, about the act of worship specifically in song. And so Jesus said in John 4:23, he said, the hour is coming and now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship him. Worship is kind of a microcosm of life. It's about putting the focus off of ourselves and onto God. It's about making our lives and ourselves about him. I know that I often feel blessed after worship. And when we come in and we prepare to sing to the Lord every Sunday, you know what? Sometimes we bring in heavy hearts. We bring in situations. We bring in all kinds of things. And this morning, you know, I have things going on in my life. I'm in pain this morning from because I'm old and played dodgeball last night. But you know what? I am so thankful that I get to worship my Heavenly Father. The Bible says in Psalm 116, says that I will offer you a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. And we have one more verse this morning. Psalm 63:3 says, God, because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you. And I think those are attitudes, and we talk about living and following Jesus. When people see that in our lives, in the good times and especially in the bad, they see the reality of Jesus in our hearts and lives and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And that's evident in our worship as well. So today I have three very quick points, I promise you. We want to get into worship, about worshiping God in song and kind of themes. And so I want to go over these very quickly today. Number one, when it comes to worshiping, don't worry about how, just do it. Just worship. I have heard stories of and seen and heard such horror stories of churches splitting and having divisions over the type of songs and the hymns or contemporary and bands and no music. And guys, can you imagine what to the world it must look like when they are lost and hurting and looking for hope and want to have the hope of the gospel exposed to their lives, and they see believers fighting about what kind of hymns we sing. And I'm so thankful we've never done any of that here. But my point this morning is that God couldn't care much less about how we worship. It's just that we do. Whether it's hymns or contemporary or fast or slow or whatever, if you're worshiping him from the heart, he is pleased. Now, I'm a conservative worshiper. You won't see me moving much. You might get a hand up if I'm moved. I definitely won't move, and you probably won't see two hands. But if that's you, you go for it. I won't sing too loud. If you ever heard me sing, you know why. And I live in constant fear every Sunday that this microphone will get left on and somebody will hear me singing, I promise you. But really, it's not about that, because I'm so thankful that I get to worship my Creator, that I get to worship my Lord and Savior who has saved me and redeemed me and given me grace and has preserved my life, and He who loves me. I am just so thankful to get to worship. And I bet each and every one of you today has got something you can praise God for. Amen? Amen. And that's what we're going to do in just a moment. I'm so excited. And so it doesn't matter how. All right. Maybe you want to raise your hand. Maybe you're kind of a conservative worshiper. You let it go a little bit. That's fine. Again, don't worry about it. The focus should be 100% on the Lord as we worship. Here's kind of a spiritual test. Don't worry about how you sing. Don't worry about those around you or what you've got on, or if the person next to you sounds like they're stepping on a cat's tail, that's okay. That you shouldn't worry about that. Worship is time to take the focus off of yourself and onto your Heavenly Father and onto your Lord and Savior. And worship is not about how, it's about who. All right, number two, real quick, and this kind of goes along with just what we were talking about. Get the focus off of you. All right, don't, you know, I know at times that can be hard to do. We bring stuff in, but it's about the Lord. And don't worry about who you saw and you walked in and you're not sure about that person. Maybe they hurt you or whatever it is, and or about how we worship or it's not loud enough or too loud. You know, I have a great test that I like to do with myself, which is this. The Bible doesn't say the angels in heaven rejoice when Micah hears a song that he likes, or the angels in heaven rejoice when it's something that makes me feel good, or I like that song, or I like that style. The angels in heaven rejoice when a sinner repents. The angels in heaven rejoice when salvation occurs and when worship occurs. And so that's what it's about. And we shouldn't worry about anything else other than God being glorified and magnified, and that is what we focus on when we worship here. Third and final, real quickly, is that when we worship, especially when we worship musically, but also with our lives, we're showing off. We're showing God that we understand He is worthy to be praised, that we understand that He is a God who is worthy, who has given us life, who has given us Jesus, who has given us His Son. And when we show off our Heavenly Father, I believe that God looks down and likes to show us off and says, look at my child, in the good times and the bad, praises me, and is a genuine worshiper, and is thankful, and focuses on the words, not the volume, and the message, and the scripture, and focuses on me, and not whether we're singing this type of song or that type of song. And God honors that, I firmly believe. And so this morning, I was in Revelation this week, and I just want to read a couple verses from 4 and 5. And I was reading about when the creatures did not rest, but day and night they were praising the Lord, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. And I just smile when I read those, because I know that there's an eternity in store of praising God for His goodness. And verse 5 goes on to say, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Blessing and honor and glory and power be to Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, to Jesus forever and ever. Amen. Amen. So guys, with those thoughts in mind, what we're going to do, could I have our ushers come forward? Could I have John and Hunter go ahead and come on up this morning? In just 1 second, we're going to go and take our morning tithes and offerings. If you're a guest, would you please fill out a visitor card and put it in the offering plate as it goes by? But as we prepare to get into worship, let's take our tithes and offerings. And honestly, giving is an act of worship. It's an act of obedience and of sacrifice, and that is what worship is about. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I want to come to you, and I want to thank you for this time together for each and everyone here. And Lord, I pray you would bless John now as he leads us into your presence, into worship, that your Spirit would move through his songs, through his words, and that, Lord God, all that is said and done over these next moments, God, would bring you glory. We would worship with joy. And I pray you bless this now for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.